Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Barbara Hutcherson.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast that features news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll chat with a professional photographer who teaches others how to show shelter pets in their best light. We'll also get some tips for photographing pets at home and grabbing some great shots with your smartphone. You'll also learn about Black Fur Day, which is just around the corner, and we'll talk about Cougar, the cat who's working off her extra weight going for leash walks around the shelter. I think you guys put that in there, the extra weight just for me, right? And getting me to try to exercise for the holidays.
That's it.
Right, okay. Glad to have Barbara here with us. You were on the
last edition
of the podcast as the guest. Now you're the co-host.
That's right. I'm moving up in the world.
I'm telling you, I'll take my spot next week. Yeah, Kristen Auerbach is in training this week and couldn't be with us, so thanks to you for filling in for
us
as co-host.
Thank you.
But we're going to start off with our special guest today. It's Deb Cobb, who's going to talk about photographing shelter animals, photographing pets, photographing animals, that type of thing. Get you to start off and talk about your work as a photographer and then maybe how you kind of got involved with the animal portraits and animal photography. Was that always a start with your photographic career?
Do you remember Snowmageddon?
Yes, I do. Very well.
Well, I was out just documenting Snowmageddon in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I captured a friend doing a good deed. And so I called him up and I let him know. And then it turns out a couple other people had called the Connection newspapers and told them he was doing a good deed. He was plowing people's driveways with his pickup truck.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he told the reporter that I had a picture, and then we started talking. Mm. And I said, hey, if you ever need a photographer, call me. Mm. And 2 hours later, she did. And that started a wonderful relationship with the Connection newspapers as a freelance photographer.
Right.
In my travels, during which I met Tawny Hammond, mm-hmm. who was working for the Park Authority at many events and then also at some community events in Springfield. So when I heard that she had been appointed the director of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, I don't know if I should admit this, but I started phone stalking her.
Right.
I kept calling her and say, hey, Tawny, let me come and take some pictures at the shelter.
Right.
And then she had Kristen call me, and we got together. And then, you know, that kind of started our wonderful relationship.
I'm sure it only took one phone call for Tawny to say, hey, we got somebody interested in volunteering here. Let's jump on that.
That's right. We're good at picking up right up on that.
Right. So what is it about taking pictures of animals that's interesting to you? I mean, that's not something a normal photographer does, is it? Or that passion, that skill, perhaps?
Well, I think that as a photographer, there's a technical side to photography.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to cover a news event, I kind of in my head think about the critical shots that tell the story.
Mm.
And so there's a process to get those shots. But as an artist, you are drawn to certain subjects, and when I look at the photos I take of animals, they sing. They jump off the page. I have a very strong emotional connection to them. And so the animals told me that really I needed to start focusing in on them because I was getting a much more positive response to those.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, I won some Virginia Press Association awards with my other work, but I really, my heart is helping these animals out.
Cool. What is the value? Why is it so important to have a good quality picture for animals at the shelter?
People shop online.
Yeah.
People use social media and connect visually in ways that we haven't that have been building, I guess. And so if you see a poorly lit photo of an animal that's kind of cowering, you start to assign value to that. Oh, that must be a fearful dog, or that dog is in jail for some reason, you know. But if you see a beautiful portrait of an animal, you see the inner star of the animal, the celebrity, and you get drawn. You develop an emotional connection.
Yeah.
And people, when they see these shelter photos, they come in and they say, I saw this photo online and I want to adopt this cat or this dog or this hamster.
And that happens almost every day at the shelter. We just had one of our fosters drop off a new dog named Pillow to the vet, and the vet techs were all like, we know Pillow. We've seen his photo on Facebook. We're so happy to meet him.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. Kind of a curious question from me. When you're taking a photo of an animal, portraits of an animal, you know, most of us have a smartphone or a camera, and we go, you know, hold it up, point, click, shoot, and, you know, we're done. Is this an involved process? I mean, how long does it take to get the shot you're looking for?
Well, so I work with a foundation called the Shelter Art Foundation, mm-hmm. which was founded about 5 years ago in Monterey, California. And it was founded by a man who had a history as a photographer, but he had had a long career doing various and sundry things. He retired, moved to Monterey, and his wife said, well, that's great that you're retired. Now you need to go find a job. So he was at the Monterey SPCA donating some goods, and he saw that they had some animal caretaker jobs open. So he applied mm-hmm. and was hired, thinking that he could use his photography. Yeah, well, you know, anybody who's worked at an animal shelter chuckles because you don't have time to do studio photography. But what he did is he resigned his position but built a volunteer team that used his techniques to try and develop an easy system that anybody could use in the shelter environment to really highlight these beautiful animals.
Oh, okay.
And so he traveled everywhere he went to visit his family. He would reach out to a shelter. He would buy equipment. He would loan it to the shelter, and then he would move on to the next one.
Wow.
The Purina company heard about what he was doing, and last year, in the fall of 2013, they reached out to him and said, Steve, if we gave you a grant, could you do more of this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So in the interim, when I originally reached out to Tawny, I had a friend who was living in Monterey, and she kept reposting on Facebook these fabulous, fabulous, stunning portraits mm-hmm. of animals from mm-hmm. Monterey SPCA. So I said, well, they've got it down.
Right.
Let me call them. So I remember in February I called, and then Steve called me back, the founder of the Shelter Art Foundation, mm-hmm. Steve Sloop. And he told me what he was doing. And I said, you're actually giving this knowledge away?
Right.
Absolutely. I'm like, this is fabulous. How can I be a part
right,
of it?
Right.
So he and I talked almost every week, every other week, for about a year, sharing ideas, techniques. You know, Steve said, Deb, you've got great writing skills. I'd really like you to work up the manual on how to do this. And then Purina called him. And then in January, he called me. He said, Deb, the check from Purina came. Let's get to work. And I flew out to Los Angeles, and I started working with Steve, teaching workshops with him.
Okay.
So I realize I'm not getting to your question.
Right.
So what's involved? What we do is we take a 4x8 sheet of bathroom wall board. Mm. It's called Polywall.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $30. We buy it at, we have to special order it here on mm-hmm. the East Coast. We build a backdrop. We use it because it's durable and you can sanitize it with anything. And it's bright white.
Yeah.
And then we have a studio strobe light that we trigger with the camera. So it's a studio setup. So there is some investment. It's about $650, $700 worth of equipment that we loan shelters. But the photography, the lighting part of it, where to set up the light, how to set up the light, it's an easy formula.
Hmm.
F8, ISO 200, shutter speed 1/200th. Anybody who has a DSLR, they can start, you know, looking
you
at
make
your
it
manual.
Sound so easy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And you just lost me with all that.
But the art is really in wrangling the animals and building the team.
Yeah.
You know, So
tell me about this team a little bit. Do you have a team at the animal shelter?
Absolutely. What we do is we build a team. We want to have at least a photographer and what we call an animal wrangler. And if you're lucky, you've got three people, and the third person is the jester.
Right.
So you have one person.
The person that makes jokes all the time?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Makes the stupid noises.
They make noises, all kinds of noises, squeaks, whistles. I met a woman who was using a whoopee cushion with great effect because the idea is the animals are stressed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're in a strange place, and So we need to, in some way, create an environment for them, an opportunity for them to relax and have an open body posture. We make a noise, and then we get that cute ear pop or head tilt.
Right.
And sometimes we use visual cues. But anyway, so you have someone who's working with the animal, positioning them on the backdrop, making sure they're safe if we're on a table, or orienting them properly. We have the photographer who's getting their settings right, mm-hmm. who's framing the animal properly. And then we have the jester who is doing all kinds of crazy stuff, sometimes jumping jacks,
right, just
to get
sure
the
that,
animal
yeah, right.
to look at the camera lens
yeah.
and to get that sweet expression.
Right. Now, are there needs for additional people to be on a team or teams? Is there one team or is there multiple teams?
We have several teams at the shelter in action. How many did you train this summer? I think
we trained five.
Wow.
But we're always looking for more teams
yeah.
because the more people we have coming in doing photo sessions, the more animals get highlighted. And the more awareness
get
we get, and people share, you know,
yeah.
they take this fabulous photo and then they share it with their network.
Yeah.
And so then we reach out to new groups of people who might be interested in adopting.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a professional photographer. We need, like Deb mentioned, we need the animal wranglers as much as anything else. We need people to come in and,
yeah.
you know, help with the animals, pose them,
sure.
and be assistants, basically. And then I think, you know, anybody who takes the workshop just needs some basic photography skills to get
right.
If you have a DSLR, which is a digital single lens reflex camera, really the key part is a hot shoe, which is the silver bracket on mm-hmm, top of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that, we can teach you how to do this.
Okay.
So we need everybody. And in fact, I think we've got scheduled coming up, we've got a Wrangler, specifically Wrangler session, because we're low on people who can handle the animals
mm-hmm.
and get them positioned and,
right.
you know, settled to take these photos.
Okay. We're on the podcast. We're talking with Deb Cobb about photographing shelter animals, a fascinating topic. And a couple of more questions I do want to ask you, but we're getting close on time. So we're going to try to run through this really quickly. You mentioned all these settings on your phone and
mm-hmm.
ISO or something
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff, but that may be over my head. Are there a couple of tips you can give me for maybe taking some photos at home just with my, you know, my little camera I might have?
Absolutely. Get a buddy, someone to help you, okay? Doing it by yourself is challenging.
The Wrangler.
That's right.
Okay.
Get a Wrangler. Find out where the light is in your house. Find a window, a glass door. Get your animal there. A chair. Drape a chair with a clean sheet, a simple sheet. Get them when they're sleeping. They're very cute when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And still.
And still, right, exactly. And get down to eye level with the animal.
Right.
That's one thing. People often shoot way above, pointing
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Get down. And if that means on your belly, then get on your belly because you can get some amazing shots.
Right.
Play with toys. Get them to track with their eyes. You can get some fabulous action shots with cats, you know, playing
yeah,
with the
yeah.
little, you know, leash toys and things like that.
Okay. A lot of us now have moved to smartphones and we don't even have cameras. Can
mm-hmm.
I take a good picture of my animal with my smartphone?
Absolutely. It's
okay.
light. You've got to have good light.
Okay.
And you can always use foam core bore that, you know, that our parents,
yeah.
you know, us parents stock because of all the projects our kids have. Get a sheet of white foam core bore and then you've got a reflector. You've got your screen glass door. You've got a chair. Put your cat in the chair draped with a white towel
right.
and then use foam core and then you've got enough light for your smartphone to get a great picture.
Wow. There you go.
And we're gonna do a smartphone photography class probably next month at the shelter.
Oh, cool. I'd be interested in that.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. We think a lot of people would like to know yeah. that because everybody likes to take pictures of their pets.
Absolutely. Okay. Deb Cobb, professional photographer, animal caretaker with us, our special guest on the podcast. Final thought from you before we wrap up and get to our other couple of quick points we want to include today.
Well, shelter photography serves a great purpose, but it is also a lot of fun, and it's a wonderful opportunity for you to help these animals in need, to help these animals in transition to find their new homes.
Mm-hmm.
So really, don't feel like you don't have enough skills or experience. Call the shelter, sign up for a workshop, and come, and you will be amazed at what wonderful art you can make.
Yeah, awesome. Barbara Hutcherson is our co-host with us this week, and got a couple of standards that we always try to get in, a promotion about something, as well as our featured pet. But first, our promotion. Talk to us about Black Fur Day.
Black Fur Day is on Friday, December 28th, also known as Black Friday in shopping circles, but
November.
Oh, I'm sorry, November. My apologies. I'm jumping ahead. The day after Thanksgiving, okay. November 28th, Black Friday. We like to call it Black Fur Day at the shelter. And we're going to have fee-waived adoptions on all of our black furred animals.
Oh, okay. So just look for anything with black fur.
Black fur.
Or yeah. Close to black, gray.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we always have a featured pet on the podcast, and it's Cougar.
We do. Yes, Cougar is our featured pet this week. She is a lovely 7-year-old female brown tabby, domestic short hair, and she's just a little plump, to put it politely.
Well,
Cougar's a big girl, and she's so sweet, and she's so tolerant of our attempts to help her lose weight. She's letting the volunteers put a dog harness on her because she's too big for a cat harness.
Oh, my God.
And walk her on a leash around the shelter. We have, if you follow us on Instagram, we have a great photo of her there showing off her dog harness.
Right. Okay.
But she's a real sweetheart. She would do really well if somebody would take her home and really work on this fitness routine.
Yeah. So if you're maybe weight challenged yourself, she'd be a good companion to
Absolutely.
Keep you on your exercise
Workout
schedule.
Buddy.
Absolutely. All right. Barbara Hutcherson, our co-host with us. Any other final thought from you about anything going on at the shelter or in your humane education program, anything you want to throw out really quickly?
Don't forget our book clubs meeting the second Wednesday of every month, and our first one is December 10th.
Awesome. Okay. And Deb Cook, thanks for being our special guest on the podcast and talking photos and animals with us. A fascinating subject.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. That is going to unfortunately do it for the time that we have together on this Animal Shelter podcast. We want to thank you for listening. And, of course, be sure to follow the Animal Shelter and all the social media. Barbara mentioned Instagram, but you can find great pictures, and you'll find your next best friend waiting for you right at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter at 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And for more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2, or you can email us at fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And again, be sure to follow the Animal Shelter on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and don't forget the Channel 16 television show Tips and Tales. That's going to do it for the Fairfax County Animal Shelter podcast. I want to thank you for listening.